Good morning. Let's start out. Let's look at Romans chapter 1. And we've been doing a series on the Matrix from that movie, The Matrix, which I never quite understood anyway. But as I study more and more, I see, I mean, that is a very intense movie, but there's a lot of truth in all their movies. They give you truth. And with that movie, basically, the people were living in a lie in a dream world, and they had a choice. Do you want to come out, which we call the blue pill? Do you want to stay in that dream world, or do you want to take the red pill, which means if you take the red pill, you have to wake up and you have to face reality. And what you find as you come out of some of this deception, you see people living basically in the blue pill, the matrix. They don't want to come out. They're happy there. Happy in their churches that are turning into Babylon. They're happy with a lot of things in the world. They don't think there's anything else. But we're preaching to the people that want to have answers. God called us to have ears to hear and eyes to see, and he wants us to be watchmen. And we're living in a day that our world is changing. It's changing fast. The laws are changing. The whole world is changing, and we're coming under a new world order. And if you don't believe that, just listen to the politicians. Like, when were they debating just last week? And I think it was Biden said, we're entering a new world order. They're boldly proclaiming a new world order. Some of us knows what that means. But it's basically the rise of the Antichrist, the beast system. Things are changing. And the enemy, the devil, doesn't want anything that God made to be the same. He wants to destroy everything, every boundary, every statue, every law that God made. He wants to pervert it, invert it, and he wants to be worshipped as God. So we're seeing our televisions change. We're seeing our magazines change. We're seeing our poor youth are just being infiltrated with what they think now is normal. So we're going to talk about that today. The Matrix, wide is the gate. There's a wide gate now. And everybody's calling themselves a Christian. Have you noticed that? And just because they say the word Christian, basically a lot of times that's what a deceiver does. They say something they are not. But here in Romans chapter 1, and they're trying to get this outlawed, if you don't know, just to even read this chapter, this whole agenda coming forward. And I want to use carefully words so that I don't get blocked off here. But if we ever do get taken down off of YouTube, always go to livinginhispresence.org, and we have MP3s there. You can watch there, or Vimeo as well. But let's look at verse 16. We're going to kind of shoot around a little. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So it doesn't matter if you're male, female, Jewish, non-Jewish, whatever, you still need to be saved, right? Verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image. That's what an idol is. It's a statue. It's an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. In verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. We're going to talk a little bit about a reprobate mind. But we've been talking about there's a revival again coming that's here in our country of Babylon. The old things in the Old Testament have always been here, but they are coming on the scene in a huge manifested way. Some of you might not understand this, but as we get through this, maybe you'll see it. But when I was studying some of this, I heard on the Oscars, they said, "Bow before your gods, Babylon." And that caused me to, and they all clapped. "Yay, we're Babylon." And they were rejoicing. And I thought, these are pagans. These are pagans' gods that they were worshiping. So Babylon is from the word Babel, which means confusion. These people start worshiping these idols, they get confused. They don't know who they are. They don't know who you are. They start thinking they're something. It means confusion, chaos, darkness, disorder. And Mystery Babylon, the mother of harlots, which is mystery religion, Gnosticism, Kabbalism, you can put all these different kind of things in there. The worship and sacrifice to idols. The worship, they worship the Queen of Heaven. Now, as I was studying this, I had books I was reading. I actually threw them away. I was so frustrated because there's so many gods. They worship so many different complicated things, and they make it so hard. And I was just like, I'm so glad Jesus is simple. He said you just believe in him and you can be saved. These wide roads are hard, broken ladders. You try to climb them, and how disappointing when you can't find anything. But today we have a revival of paganism, and what they believe, just a little review, they reverence and have a deep love for Mother Nature or Mother Earth. They're serving the creature. And today we're seeing more and more, and what we talked about last week was androgyny, which is in your one person you have male and female. Because they believed, going all the way back, even into the land of Canaan, that God created Adam and Eve as one. And because of the fall, they fell. And so now they're trying to get back into oneness. So they want to be part man and part woman in one person, or if they can't do one person, one becomes one and the other one becomes the other. It's their way of salvation. It's actually their religion. And they believe that they become saved and they become whole by becoming androgynous. Now, that was the word we never even used to hear. Now they have clothing line, gender-free, gender-fluid. Let me just tell you what a definition of that is. Gender fluid. It's a person whose gender identity is not fixed. Now they have laws that they're making that if you tell your child what it is at birth, it's against the law because they have the right to decide which gender they want to be because they might feel more male on some days and more female on others. Fluidity is a refusal to remain one gender or another. Gender fluidity is the ability to freely and knowingly become one or many of a limitless number of genders. Now, God made male and female. I was looking it up. They say there's 83 genders now. For any length of time, at any rate of change, gender fluidity recognizes no borders, rules, or gender. So they call it the third sex, or they call it blending, or they call it blurring. Now, this might be odd to some of us, but to our youth, this is what they're hearing. This is what they're seeing. This is what's on their magazines. And the teen magazines are all going for the youth to become very open about this fluidity that's coming. And a lot of the movie stars are making their kids change from one to the other. And then they have clotheslines letting you know you can be popular like so-and-so and have gender-free clothing. So they're starting to worship the sun god, and they worship Baal. That's a pagan god of life, fertility. There's something about this sex and fertility. Even Easter, Esther, bunnies don't have eggs. Easter, the whole Easter thing is very pagan, right? But it's fertility, and it means sex. And so they would worship these gods. And even in the Old Testament, it shows us they worshiped these gods and they would offer sacrifices to these gods, which was their children. And as I was trying to find something last night, they were eating their children. Cannibalism. So a lot of this stuff we're hearing in the news and hearing stuff, well, guess what? It's always been here. It's been underground. The problem that's going to happen in the New World Order, it's going to be in plain sight. things are going to be coming out in the open that our grandparents wouldn't have even believed if you were to tell them. I mean, if you think about your grandparents and how they lived, and now the next generation that's coming, wow, what a difference. But they're worshiping, even on these Super Bowl halftimes and stuff, you're seeing satanic rituals and ceremonies played out right in front of you. And they're worshiping Lucifer openly. And this is what he wanted. He said, I will be like the Most High God. And God right now is letting him have his day. But guess what? Judgment Day is coming. Fear the Lord. So they're pagan god of fertility, and they worshiped in Canaan as the sun god and the storm god. And their storm god, a lot of times you look at their logos and you'll see this big lightning bolt. They tell a lot about by their symbols. Wings, they're big into wings, winged creatures, into the lightning bolts and snakes. You think about the snakes. They worship Lucifer because in the Garden of Eden, the serpent is the one. And so they worship him as the god of knowledge. And him eating himself is a sign of androgyny as well. So it involved prostitution in the temple. We still have temple prostitutes today. I was listening to a lady that came from satanic ritual abuse. Unbelievable where they took her in churches below and underground. Things that have happened. Unbelievable. Jeremiah 19:5. Baal required human sacrifice, usually the firstborn of the one making the sacrifice. So they had to pay a price. He's copying the whole Bible about Jesus being our sacrifice. Satan does absolutely everything opposite and reverse and perverted than what the Bible says. But just think, everything that God said, he tries to copy it. Even the bloodlines of the Jesus Christ came through. He has his own bloodlines. He believes the Antichrist is going to come through. Why do you think everybody wants your DNA? Don't give it to them. The priests of Baal, or Baal, 1 Kings 18:28, what do they do in these services and these rituals? They mutilated themselves. They screamed. There's something about pain. We don't like pain, but Luciferians and all those, they're the opposite. They like chaos. They like pain. It's hard even to get your head around wrapped around it. But when you read the Old Testament, it starts coming alive. That wasn't just then. We're also seeing the rise of many of these Babylonian, Egyptian gods surfacing that never were all underground in secret. And all the initiated knew about these things, but the mass, the most people, had no clue. But now, because they're coming out in plain sight, people are like, what's that? Well, what's that? Well, those of us that have been watching and looking, we know what it is, because God told us this was going to come. He said there's going to be a great falling away. And sadly, many Christians are part of this falling away because they're not watching. So we have to keep watching. So they have these different gods, and they believe in reincarnation and no hell. No hell. So they don't like preachers that preach on hell. They don't like Christianity. They don't like the God of the Bible, because they've convinced themselves there is no hell. In fact, there's a scripture I've been wanting to share with you guys. See if I can find it. Isaiah 28. Just talk about how the enemy is and how they think. At the Super Bowl, they opened up, I guess, the pit. There was a pit that came open, pit of hell and stuff like that. It reminded me of this verse in Isaiah 28:14. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men that rule this people. Rule them. Rule there by force. In Jerusalem, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death and with hell. We are at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. They don't think they're going to die. They don't think they're going to go to hell. For we have made lies our refuge. Talk about living in the matrix. The devil's living in his own matrix. And under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. So they think they're hiding from God. They're doing all this now. The Antichrist, the beast system, is rising. God knows. They're trying to make their own path. because they don't want to follow the path of salvation. They're trying to find their own way. They're making their own ladder. They're making a wide, many, many ways, many, many paths to God. This is what we're seeing today. Paul describes Janes and Jambres as those who resisted the truth. Now, when people resist the truth consistently, they have corrupt minds and they're reprobate. I want to talk about reprobate for a minute. They're reprobate concerning the truth. It was corrupt and worthless. They live selfishly and they're left to their own devices. They live only for themselves. They rejected God, abandoned to do what God wanted to do, and now they just yield themselves to wickedness. And the Bible says they're going to receive eternal destruction. How did they get reprobate? Because they received not the love of the truth. That's what we always have to pray, no matter what. Some of the things I'm seeing now, as we're preaching on deception, I thought, oh, I got that now. It's like, there's more deception to find out, because we're living in a world full of lies. And the Bible tells us, we got to love the truth. We got to love the truth. Read your Bible and say, oh, that doesn't happen today. If it says it in there, there's a reason God's got it in there. If he's telling you they're eating their kids and there's cannibalism and there's Moloch, kids are being sacrificed, guess what? There's a reason he's put that in there. Everything's in the Bible for a reason. He wants us to know the devil's still the same devil. In church, we all thought, oh, he got converted. He's nice now. He's on TV. I mean, we bound him up and he's gone. Well, we're all deceived and he's been passing all these different laws and on and on. But to not be deceived, we have to love the truth, even when it hurts. And sometimes it hurts to face reality, because it's so much easier just to fall asleep and just say, oh, everything will be the same. No one thinks America can change. It's changing. Everything about America is changing, even in the last 5 years. Changing, changing, changing. Our schools are changing. Our churches are changing. Everything's changing. So we have to love the truth. And then they do not like to retain God in their knowledge, so God gave them over. In other words, it's your choice. If you want to be a reprobate, God doesn't make you a reprobate. You make yourself a reprobate. If you continue in sin, you harden yourself, and you don't repent, thank God for the grace of God that gives us that grace to repent. But people that don't, what do they have to do? The next thing, it's like drugs. Pot's not enough. Cocaine's not enough. Now you got to keep doing other things to get a thrill. Same with the Luciferian. They keep doing more things, more rituals, more things to keep going higher because of the lies the enemy tells them you're going to be like God. So they're reprobate, unfit for purpose. It's a counterfeit. It's worthless. It's corrupt. And what happens when people are reprobate? They only live for themselves. Now, when we become Christians, we carnal, we're probably a lot of us immature, we're growing. But our desire is not to live just for ourselves, it's to live for the Lord. But in Matthew 13, and this is our prayer for all of us, verse 13, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes have they closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. God opens up our eyes to things. When we want to know truth and we pray we're not deceived, he gives us eyes to see and ears to hear. That's not natural. That's supernatural. God gives us eyes to see. He wants us to see. He doesn't want us to live in deception in these end times. Sometimes there's not a lot we can do. We pray and we watch. But as I'm going to share at the end, we're marked. Do you know you're marked for God? There in the Old Testament, in Ezekiel, let's go there. I guess we'll just go there. In Ezekiel, we looked all day for this verse. This lady that was going through this ritual abuse said, This scripture kept her going, and she's come out of it. She's a Christian now. But I remember the scripture, and everybody in Israel was just abomination. They were doing terrible things, and God just said, it's time to wipe them out. The evil is so bad. In verse 4, the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city. It was a man with a linen robe and ink. I don't know if it was an angel or if it was one of the priests. I don't know. It doesn't say. through the midst of Jerusalem and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. God knows those of us that are vexed by what's going on in the world. God knows you're His. And isn't that exciting? He goes, go and put a mark on the forehead of everybody that's an intercessor, that's grieved, that can't stand what's going on. And he said, and slay utterly all the old and young, both maids and little children, women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. He was trying to clean out the sanctuary, the polluted. Judgment begins at the house of God, right? So here, just to encourage you, God has a mark on you. And that's the Old Testament. So now we even have a better promise. And in Revelations, I think it's 7, it talks about sealed. We're sealed. We're marked. God knows who's His. So be encouraged, even in these end times when we're seeing all this. We have to keep our hope in the Lord. We have to keep knowing that we have peace in Him, right? So the reprobate mind, someone that has no conscience, they have a hard heart. You don't just get a hard heart. You have to work at it by not repenting, by not asking forgiveness, by not coming to God. But to be in the area of satanic rituals and what they're doing, the devil won't receive you unless you come and renounce God. Do you know that you have to renounce Christianity, the Bible, all these things to become His? He wants to break everything, including genders. He does not want just a man and a woman. He wants to create His own race. Now, born-again Christians, we receive the love of the truth. We have eyes and ears that see, that enables us to discern and avoid so many of the lies and deceptions that are brought about by the enemy. In the Greek, the word reprobate means unfit for purpose, counterfeit, tested and found wanting, worthless. Wow, I don't want a reprobate mind. But over here in Romans 1, you see, the Bible says in Revelations, the great men of the earth. Who are these? These are the powerful men of the earth. These are the wicked men. In Psalms 2, the kings of the earth. These wicked men have risen to power, just like God said they were going to rise. They're setting laws. They're doing things in our land I believe most of the people don't even want. There are so many good people in the world. Do you know that? And there's a lot of confused people in the world. But then there's the agenda setters. They're setting agendas that are perverted. They're setting agendas they believe they have to do all this and create chaos to bring in their Christ, their Messiah, which is destroy the world, destroy the earth, destroy everything that God made, just like the flood. And it's strange, but this is how that's why they have to have chaos to fill the bowl of wrath to please the Antichrist. So we need to remember that they use science falsely, so-called. The Bible says falsely so-called. So they always have a scientific reason for everything. We need to remember all of today's science is produced by such minds, reprobate minds. There's good people everywhere, but why is it seems like now we can't make any changes? There's like a snowball rolling. It's getting bigger and bigger, and no matter what we do and what we say and how we protest, nothing changes. Because these people do not like to retain God in their knowledge. Now, they're talking about uniting Christianity with all these other things. Well, that's just a phase, because after all these things unite, they will disband Christianity. So right now, it's the big rollout that we're all one, we're all love, we're all unity. Remember, the devil is a deceiver. So they don't like to retain God in their knowledge. So if we have a reprobate mind, or if they have a reprobate mind, it's an open door for what? For deception. So we can be deceived by theories, by philosophies, all these different things. Satan hates God's natural order. Anything that God has made, he wants to change. So if you approach him in a way, he wants you to be permanently marked to reject God. How much more to turn androgynous? That you are no longer a male or female, but you want to become both sexes in the same person is what androgyny is. Now, there's a lot of people that are not there. There's a lot of people that are confused, and we're not judging people where they're at. But the agenda, which might not have totally appeared yet on the scene, but their agenda is androgyny, which means male and female become one in the same person. And then they believe that brings you back to the Garden of Eden before the fall, and that you yourself are one, complete, and you become a god. So it's the same lie, you shall be as gods. They still believe this. So now we have androgyny that's worldwide. This is not just happening. Now it's starting in America, but Ireland, it's been there for quite a while. They've already passed these laws. They're now up for Equality Act laws. You have no idea the darkness that's coming with these laws, because they sound so good. There's nothing wrong. Like Planned Parenthood sounds good, doesn't it? I mean, you want to plan. But these words are deceiving in and themselves. And when you come out of the matrix, you see what they mean. What does this really mean? So they believe in a third gender, male and female together, because they believe that God made one Adam. So they had one back and two heads. So this third gender does not emerge of itself, but must be consciously chosen. So you have to be reassigned. Many cultures worship gods that are androgynous. The Baphomet we talked about last week, which is what? It's a goat with horns, with breasts on top and male parts on the bottom. This is an androgynous. This is the Luciferian symbol that they worship. They worshiped it in the Old Testament. We thought that it went away just because we got saved. Well, guess what? The devil's not gone away yet. His end is still coming, but he wants to do as much evil as he can. And he actually thinks, he doesn't believe that he's going to be destroyed. He actually thinks he's going to win. So this process now of androgyny, look it up, do your own research on it. I have so much on this, I can't really get into it. It's another whole world. I mean, this might be a new word for you, but when you start looking it up, you'll be shocked at how the youth have just absorbed this. And now the books that they're teaching in kindergarten, and I got one of the books, I couldn't even believe it. It's like, wow, this stuff is happening fast. So this process, what they do, they feminize the men. It's hard to find strong masculine men anymore. They feminize the men, and then they emasculate, and they believe, for the women now, are totally muscular, you know, they've changed them, and they do this by steroids and hormones and surgeries. There's billions and billion dollar industries that do this. And we thought it's just new now. They go to their own therapists, they have their own, this is like a whole business, but it's also a religion. And a lot of people are mixed up in it, but they have no idea what it really means. They just think it's cool, it's edgy. You think back of Boy George, of Little Richie. All these guys started wearing makeup, right? And then the women started looking weird, like Twiggy back in the day. No hips. Guess what? When a woman doesn't have hips, she's not a woman. God created a woman with hips because she has to be childbearing. So what's the goal of what the enemy wants? He wants a woman to be destroyed, to not have a womb, because he doesn't want to have more children. He's against babies, he's against women, he wants to change a woman into a man and a man into a woman. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. We're seeing it now on television, we're seeing it in commercials, we're seeing it. But if these laws pass, we haven't seen anything yet, because Ireland is talking about those laws that have passed and what's happened to that whole generation of youth. So they're changing, and they believe when they change, they get occultic powers. They do it for a reason, the ones that have the agenda. Some of them, just innocent. They want to be cool. They want to be trendy. They have no idea, you know, how you are when you're a teen. You really don't know who you are anyway. So if they're put all these lies into their head at a young age, how confused are these people going to be? So we, as parents and grandparents, we have to be there. We have to be there for these children in our lives. Let's see. Back in the ancient Babylon, this goes way back, you can go back to Deuteronomy 22:5, androgyny blends the opposites, male and female, they merge into a marital union. They actually believe you're marrying yourself. These mystics believed all the conflict can be resolved by blending opposites, your good and bad karma, the yin and the yang. Very important in the occult, as this is a sign one has turned its back on God to find a new path. Now, the word for Babylon is confusion. People that start walking these paths get very confused. Deuteronomy 22:5, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. They were doing it back then. This goes all the way back. It is not new. Leviticus 19:19, keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed. Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee. We're going to talk about that. Don't mix. God's telling us don't mix. Don't mix fruit. Don't mix, you know, certain things, but don't mix people. Don't mix genders. Do you know what I mean? Because God has boundaries. Well, the enemy wants to break every boundary. In Deuteronomy 6:13, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him. Thou shalt swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods of the people which are round about you. What's happening now in our churches? We've entered back into Gnosticism. It's no longer worship. It's no longer worshiping God. It's pumping up ourselves, telling us how great we are. And the focus is not on God, it's on us. So what's happened to our churches? We've become like the culture that we live in. We're very important. We think, oh, it's so important to have good music, and I just have to have a nice little sermon. I don't want to offend anybody. Well, Jesus offended them. He said, you want to leave too? I think it's time we have preachers to stand up and offend people and tell them what the truth is, because there's so many people that want to find a good preacher. They can't find him anymore. Because they've sold out to this, we got to like make everybody happy. We sure don't want them to. Jesus said, you want to leave too? It doesn't matter. When you're sold out to God, you got to say what he wants you to say. So the mixing or blending of religions, this happened back in the Old Testament, and guess what is happening today? Anita just sent us an email and said her old church is blending with a Hindu temple of missionaries. This was a born-again church now, blending with different religions. This is common. The mixing or blending of religions are their beliefs and practices. By merging or blending the worship of other gods of the heathen around them, which were Baal, Molech, Dagon, there's so many, Ishtar. By mixing of religion beliefs to be, God said it's idolatry. It's an abomination. You don't say, oh, we're all going to come together and just love each other. Doesn't matter what your doctrine is, but we're all here about unity. God said, don't mix them. He's very clear. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not commit adultery. They were all broken. All of these laws were broken by the ancient Israelites. The Israelites became very, very wicked. And then he says they were going to create a new religious unity. And they used the Lord in it. This is the confusing part. Well, they say they're Christians, right? So they mix their religions and they put God and they tag God on. And God said, I don't want to be any part of it. He said, many other gods, you got to separate yourself. You got to come out, come out from amongst them. So now we see Chrislam. We see Christianity in the mixed with the Quran and the Bible, right? People are mixing these. The same thing happened back in the day. And remember, God got angry. I think we need the fear of the Lord in this day. Because God said, Genesis 1:27, he created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now, with this gender fluidity, you can't call her a he or a she. They have all these different adjectives. And the word them, they're trying to change the words them. Yeah. They're literally changing, and they're saying they're using the Bible, but they're changing everything. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. We see that Eve was the wife of Adam. But she bore the name Adam at first. You know, it's like God named them, but they were two separate people. Does that make sense? Well, their religion is, no, they weren't two separate. They were one. They were both male and female together in one body, and because of the fall, they fell, and then out came Eve. And now you got to get her back. You got to get that feminine side and the masculine side. You got to put them back together. Boy, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of hormones, a lot of surgeries. It's the blending of opposites. All right, let me give you a little more here. This concept of blending of opposites, it's difficult for people to grasp, especially in the church. People do not know what's going on. They are asleep. They're so busy about getting their little Gucci Guccis, they have no idea. You know, they got to bring their purse to show. They have no idea what's going on in the real world. So it's typical to merge or blend to make the goal, their goal is to be an androgynist. Okay, this is what's happening now. This is going to happen more and more and more in the future. They want everyone to be, what was it, 2030? 10 years, this Equality Act. They want all of this agenda to be out, totally done in 10 years. And it's moving fast. And Taylor Swift just did a video on male, the whole agenda plan, and she wants everyone to sign the petition for the Equality Act. We're not against people being equal, but that's not what they mean. They're talking about forcing things upon us. This is a totally different agenda than what it looks like. If you have eyes to see, you know the Antichrist is rising. So they want to shatter the boundaries, merge the opposites into one, such as blending of male and female, because that's what Ishtar was. When they worship, you know, you become like who you worship. So they worship these androgynous gods and they want to become one. The blending of Christianity and the occult. We are seeing this now. Supernatural schools of ministries, what are they doing? They're blending Christianity with the occult. And people think, oh, it's so cool that we're letting all religions in. You have no idea what you're opening up yourself to. So they want to achieve what the occultists refer to as the universal synthesis, resulting in the establishment of a perfect social order. Now, if you look at the Agenda 2030 goals and the Guidestone goals, you'll see the perfect balance with nature, freedom for women, all this stuff, it's all included in these laws and these rules already. So the mixings of opposites, racial, religious cultures through forced immigration with the full weight of global propaganda backing and promoting it as beneficial to society, open borders and just let anything come in, right? There's no boundaries now. There's not going to be a boundary with the United States and with Mexico and a boundary between Washington and Canada. No boundaries. This is part of what? The New World Order. Hybrids. They want hybrid fruits and hybrid vegetables, mixing. God tells us not to mix. There's a reason why he created an apple the way he created an apple and an orange. He doesn't want them to mix. There's a reason. That's why he said, don't blend, don't mix. Don't put a cat with a dog and have a baby. Do you know you can do anything with a test tube now, with a surrogate? You can do anything. Michael Jackson showed us that. He had two kids. He didn't even know who the mother was. The last one, I guess, whatever. But that was in public by design to show us what's really happening behind the scenes. That now you can have, like I talked last week about, you can be a male and have a baby and have your monthly. Who would ever think of such stuff? You've seen commercials now. We are not living in the Twilight Zone. This is really happening. All by design. All by design. You see it in the gradual blending and merging of religions. Now you're seeing it coexist. Through the so-called interfaith movement, Christianity and Islam being promoted as Chrislam. This is not a fad. This is not going away. These are part and parcel of the same occult, universal synthesis, which is behind androgyny. The merging of opposites. now being so heavily promoted by those who rule the world from behind the scenes through their control of the four hidden dynasties. You know what the four hidden dynasties are? Politics, economics, education, and religion. This mixing and merging of opposites, the blending of the knowledge of both good and evil. You know, God didn't want his people to know about evil. Right? So told Adam and Eve, don't eat of that fruit. But because they did, now we have good and evil. So I'm not going to go into that. But let me say this in closing, two things. It was a grand ceremonial ritualistic event when Bruce Jenner came out as Caitlyn. It symbolizes a change in the society as a whole. Was that 2000? When was that? Do you remember when that? 2015. An important part of the elite's agenda is to debase, confuse, and mix up the natural, harmonious order of things. And one thing they love is change. And they said the reason they want to get rid of old people is because they can no longer change and they need to take the demise pill. If you don't think that's happening in different states right now, they're ruling it on it. And what this one guy said, if you're a certain age, you shouldn't even get cancer treatment. You just need to die. It's about steering away from what's real, pure, and authentic to move towards the fake, artificial, and constructed. So this agenda, the fertilization of the male and the masculinity of the female under the guise of empowerment, men who act like females and females who act like men are not only accepted, but now they're celebrated. Men who act like traditional men are now portrayed as evil and wrong. All of a sudden, portraying a stay-at-home mom who takes pride in cooking for her family is considered a sexist. You can't just be a mother anymore. And then they lie and they put these false people in there, 50 years old and having twins. Have you ever heard of a baby bump and a lie? These people are liars. You can't have a baby when you're that old. You can, but you're going to have a lot of problems. I mean, you can, but what they're saying, women, go and just be businesswoman. Forget about a family. You can do that later. They're trying to get rid of the mother. They're trying to get rid of the home. They're trying to destroy the family. That is the goal of the New World Order. Get rid of the family. Get rid of husband and wife. You get all these women sterilized through vaccines and all this other stuff. What happens to them? They can't have babies, right? Do you see this agenda moving forward? So it's complete reversal of gender roles. If you watch television, no longer are the men men. The women are the ones out in front shooting people. And the guys right kind of like behind. But I won't say what I was going to say. A lot of those women are not women. All right, final close. Also, the wide gate that's happening in a lot of churches right now, which we're going to close with, is yoga. A lot of people, this is by Jeremy James. I'm only going to few things. But because the androgyny is such a huge agenda that's moving forward, along with that is yoga. Yoga is also part of this. It's also part of the androgyny agenda. A lot of people don't understand this, but I want to explain. The article is Hatha Yoga, the Coiled Serpent and Undiscerning Christians. It originated in India, and it's a pagan practice. A great many people today are practicing yoga. They claim just to be doing stretches and being healthy. It's nothing really religious, but you could not be further wrong, because this is also opening yourself up to some things that I want to share. First of all, yoga means union. Yoga lies at the heart of Hinduism. It compromises a number of physical postures which are held for a set period, during which time the practitioner engages in meditation, usually with the use of a mantra, and breathes. Oh, breathing, breathe in, breathe out, breathe, 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 and breathe in a prescribed way. At least seven systems of yoga, of which Hatha Yoga is one, every system has the same goal, namely to bring the subject into a state of union with divine consciousness. or the universal spirit. This is another God. The word yoga means yoked or joined together in perfect union. The yogi is striving to become one with Brahm, the Hindu Godhead. He believes that each person is in essence a divine being. Here again, you're one in yourself, the God within. Find the God within. Being who has not yet awoken. You're meditating, but you haven't awoken yet. What am I supposed to wake up to? Hello, hello. That you're a God. You haven't found your divinity yet. Because they believe that you had a spark in you when the fall came, and you got to get back that spark. You got to meditate. You got to climb the ladder. You got to keep going. You got to keep searching. You got to keep evolving, right? To become a God again. I know it sounds bizarre, but that's what they were trying to do in the Word of Faith movement. They were trying to make you so powerful, whatever you said, you could control God, you could boss God around, you're so powerful, because you're a little God. It was also in our church. I'm so done with those churches. And once I'm done with it, I'm done with it. Once I see it, he believes that each person is in essence a divine being who has not yet awoken to his divinity. The purpose of yoga is to awaken this dormant divinity. He's sleeping. Wake up, God, he's sleeping. Wake up this divinity and free the practitioner from bondage. What's bondage? Your flesh. If you're a male, that's bondage. You got to break that male bondage spirit and open yourself up to the feminine side. Come on, the wild side. Both to the physical body and the endless cycle of reincarnation. The yogi believes that all life is an illusion. And the only way through the discipline of yoga, both mental and physically, can you get beyond this illusion and experience enlightenment. Now remember, enlightenment always means Lucifer. In the Freemasons and all this stuff, they always talk about what? The one eye with the light, the sun god, all of this stuff. These symbols are everywhere now, even on clothing. The various techniques that he uses are designed primarily to slow down all of his body processes and enter as far as he can into a disembodied state. This lady that lived in India, Carol Mishiana, I can never pronounce her name, she talks about yogis, actually they're getting ready to die. Yoga is a state of before they die. They're preparing for death. They're preparing for reincarnation. And we Westerners think, hey, yay, I'm just getting a good stretch today. The more he disengages from the reality around him, the less he is subject to this illusion. Thus, in a real sense, he's stimulating death. His goal is perfect stillness, complete emptiness, the total submergence of self in the great universal self. He also believes that his yogi disciplines break down and dissipate his karma. What's a karma? All these unresolved issues he has of the past. See, we're having to do all the work. If we're doing this, we think we have to make our own way. It's a lot of work. It's a wide path, both in this life and in previous lives, because they think that you're being held back in this physical body. This physical body of yours is just bondage. You need to break out of it. Is it biblical? The yogi believes that both the universe and his body are an illusion, that he is basically divine. And all human conduct is governed by the unforgiving mechanisms known as karma, that the soul reincarnates again and again and in accordance with its karma, and that man saves himself. Oh, you can save yourself now by meditating and breathing. You can save yourself. This is what they believe. By dissolving your karma, getting rid of all the bad stuff, and transcend the veil of Maya and entering into conscious union with the great universal self. What does the Bible say? Man is not divine. Creation is not an illusion. Our soul does not reincarnate. Sin is not karma. God is not inside man waiting to be found. And man cannot save himself. Man is not divine. Creation is not an illusion. The soul does not reincarnate. Sin is not karma. They don't believe in repentance. We do. We believe if you confess your sins, God's blood, the blood of Jesus, forgives us. We don't have to go and make up for all that yin-yang stuff. Well, you got to have good with the bad. You got to have both. Strange what they believe. That's why they always have black and white floors and their Mason stuff. Everything's black and white, yin-yang. So the person that's doing all of this believes all of Satan's lies. Go back to the book of Genesis. He believes he can become God. He believes he can do it by himself, and he does it through serpent power, which is the Kundalini spirit. I'm not going to get into that. So are we deceived? Yeah, Westerns may be surprised to know that Hinduism has its missionaries. They purposely came over here to indoctrinate us with yoga. Do you see it in churches now? Oh, yeah. They generally spread their religious beliefs in the same way through yoga. They know you wouldn't receive it any other way, but if you're doing it through exercise, well, of course it's got to be okay. Then they can get a Westerner to take up yoga for health benefits or relaxation. Then they can fill their mind with a broad range of religious ideas that he would have never otherwise accepted. Yoga involves spending a set period of time alone every day in an introverted state. The practitioner empties her mind and remains unnaturally stiff as though imitating a corpse. Rather than praying to the Lord, being peaceful, reading scriptures, Christians are off running around getting their little yoga outfits and their yoga mats and doing all the yoga stuff, thinking they're really cool, and they have no idea what they're opening themselves up to. Oh, well, mine's Christian yoga. There is no such thing as Christian yoga. If it's yoga, it's anti-Christ. It's against Christ. If you want to stretch, call it stretch class. We're smiling. Okay, my final. If you want inner peace, turn to Jesus, the source of foundation of all peace. Don't open yourself up to harmful spiritual influences by practicing yoga and allowing the fallen angels to enter your life. Yoga acts as an invitation to these entities to continually, they're looking for someone that they can devour. Well, when you're in this death state, you're just opening yourself up to anything. You're opening up yourself to the karma, the world, the universal spirit. A lot of these people get messed up, and you know what they end up? They end up starting in, now I'm into New Age. People that I knew that used to be Christians now are evolving. They've turned into New Age Christians. Why? They've opened themselves up to the lies of the enemy, and they've opened up the door through yoga. But the people of the world, and a lot of people in the churches now, they're changing their genders because they're still listening to the lies of the enemy. And then the problem is when these people change, a lot of them that are just confused, they want to go back. We were reading articles now where they said, I want to just go back to what I was. I thought I'd be happy over there, but now how much confusion in these poor people's lives. So there are some that are confused, some that are troubled, but there is an agenda by the enemy to bring this into America. Within the next 10 years, they want this complete equality act signed, sealed, and delivered. And they call it, they don't want hate and persecution against them. But that's also a lie, because what they do is they hate and persecute Christians. And because God's word says a lot of things about it, they don't want it. They will call that outlawed hatred speech. So we need to know what we're up against in this end times. And most preachers don't want to talk about it. I just want to preach the word. Well, what kind of word are you preaching? People are living in these dangerous times, and all they're hearing is about how to get rich, how to get prosperous, how to be blessed, and they don't know how to deal with anything that's coming, and their kids are falling away to the spirit of this world because they're watching it through their games, these demonic games they have now. There's a lot of levels. They're going into dark places. It's a different world we live in. But I want to encourage you. God's marked you. You're marked. He knows you're grieved. He knows it's overwhelming. When we see some of these things, it's overwhelming. But God knows you're His, and that's why you're grieved. Amen? And be encouraged, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And eventually they will censor us. They will stop us. But it'll never stop the real church. The real church can't be stopped. Yeah. because God can't be stopped. And how many know we do win? We're passing through this life. We can't stumble along the way. Prepare yourself for what's coming. Can you change it? I believe prayer can hinder some of it, but the Bible says the beast system will rise. This is the beast system. I think this is the image of the beast right here. To not look like God, to turn your back on God and to become some kind of an entity and think you're God. That's the beast. Amen. Father, we thank you. I just pray that people would have eyes to see and ears to hear, not be overwhelmed, but study to show themselves approved. How the enemy wants to mix religions, he wants to mix everything, water it down, all become one, and then really persecute Christianity and enslave mankind. In Jesus' name, everyone said?
Amen. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button so you can be notified of the newest videos. We are viewer supported. If you would like to donate, please go to livinginhispresence.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a give button. Thank you, and see you next time.